I'm going to cut straight to the chase.
Yeah.
All right? Underneath the anger is a desire. Every single bit of anger always stems back to an unsatisfied desire somewhere. The root of all anger is an unsatisfied desire. Okay? And the desire that's going into these ears, between the words of what you're saying, is I want to be loved. That's what the desire is that I'm hearing. And the lashing out is that desire's only way of expressing itself. The lashing out all comes from just one desire. There's just one. I want to be loved. It's screaming. Outside love will not do this. It will never be good enough. It will never be good enough. So looking in the outside will just postpone the work that you have to do, which is totally and unconditionally and tenderly loving yourself. That's a piece of homework that you're going to have to address.
Mm.
And don't be afraid of it.
Yeah. How do I mean, I meditate in the mornings. I'm kind of like being a good student, you know, trying to do everything right, but I'm still finding that there's just this massive blockage.
Yes. Yes. And a blockage comes when the I has stopped unraveling, when it's kind of the brakes are on.
Okay.
And in some way it's not unraveling. There's a feeling of I'm stuck.
Yeah.
Okay? This is about self-love. That's what's stuck. So being a good student and doing the right thing. In another way, it could be a setup for when you break the rules, you do the wrong things and then you'll hurt yourself in some way by not doing the right thing. It's all actually pointing towards total, total, unconditional self-acceptance, self-love. Let yourself off the hook. Do you know? More than any spiritual practice, that's the spiritual practice that will unravel everything for you. That has to happen before it can move forward. The peeling away of leaving your job and having no place that you fit in, welcome to the camp. That's how it goes. You know, and you don't connect with anything and you've nothing to say to anybody and blah-de-blah. That's the paring away. You know, that's the territory. For most, that's the territory. That's all right. Don't be bothered about it. The I will make a story out of it because it's in contrast to how it used to be. Let it be just how it is. It's fine. Some other kind of groove will kick in. But while we're still running the memory of how it was, it's like, whoa, something's wrong with me. You know, that can run.
Mm.
So it's all right. It's all right, you know. When your circle decreases and decreases and decreases, it's all right. Those changes are going to happen. Fine. I'm not concerned about them. But I'm concerned about the other piece.
Okay.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Let your spiritual practice be exquisitely falling in love with yourself.
Okay.
So even if you have a half an hour sit in the morning and at night, exquisitely and deliciously fall in love with yourself.
Okay.
Passionately, deliciously loving yourself. That's got to be so established that it's just a given. As a result, you will know self-criticism stops. Self-judgment stops. Judgment of the world is just... There's an acceptance running. Is it acceptance for yourself or the world? You kind of can't know. But there's an acceptance running. And it will arise out of self-acceptance. It will just spill out. So you can't accept the world and not accept yourself. If you accept yourself, you can't reject the world. If self-acceptance is solid, there will be an acceptance of how things are. This is about your relationship with yourself. And the I needs to do this before it can unravel anymore. Do you see?
Mm-hmm. There's just a part of me that's just laughing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Yes. I do know. Yeah. Yeah, of course. So let this play happen, huh? Let this play happen. It's just nothing, you know? But let it happen.
Yeah.
Just let it happen. Let it do its thing without judgment, without anything.
Okay.
That just is a piece of energy that needs resolution in that way.
And just when, if I do get stuck again, is there, because I do kind of go and get really involved in the stuckness, kind of, you know what I mean? And get into the story.
Okay.
I mean, is there, just observe? Just
observe, and then you're out of the story. It's like, whoa, here's the story. It would be delicious to wallow in the story, but I'm not going there. So we're back to juice again. Cut off the juice of wallowing in the story.
Okay.
You know, it's a big all about me story, all about me syndrome, you know, getting caught in the I story. So cut off the fuel supply of that one. Don't give the ego that one. The wallowing in the all about me, just don't give it that. And that's what stuckness is. You know, it's a big I story, huh?
Yeah.
If you observe it, you're not in it. You can see that it's mind. Other than that, you're a slave of mind.
Yeah.
If you're in it, mind is in control and something is lost. There's no objectivity. So get the objectivity. Say, whoa, there's that story, and man, I'd love to pull in a bit of self-pity here. Ain't going there. Ain't going there. Okay? And it'll pass. It'll pass very quickly if there's distance from it. If you're not feeding it with attention, of course it's going to go.
Okay.
Yeah. There's something light underneath the door. Yeah.
Yeah.